So let's start this year by reading Psalm 71. Let's just read this psalm, obviously just make a few passing comments here or there. But this is a psalm, it's a prayer. If you read it as a prayer, and if you make application to yourself, it will be powerful. It's a good psalm. It's a good prayer. And perhaps this is something we can have in our minds as we seek the Lord today, but certainly just carry it with you. Psalm 71. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Just pause. The confusion relates to trust. In other words, I'm putting my trust in the Lord. Let me not be put to confusion as it relates to my trust in the Lord. In other words, I'm trusting God, and somehow my circumstances are not lining up with my trust in God. So let me never be put to confusion in the sense of me starting to doubt my trust in God, or doubt my allegiance to the Lord, or my love for the Lord. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. This is how he's starting out in prayer. He's asking the Lord to incline his ear. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. So you're getting the sense now that there is something that's happening to this psalmist. He's being put to the test. He trusts in the Lord. He doesn't want to be put to confusion. He's asking for deliverance, for escape, for a hearing ear, for salvation. He wants God to be his strong habitation. This is where he resorts. This is his base of operations. This is his home. This is where he lives. He dwells under the shadow of the Almighty. This is where we want to be as far as our base of our life, our habitation. He's our rock, our fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Now what's going on is the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. There's a challenge coming to the psalmist. He is under attack. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Lord, you've been with us. Many of us have been saved from a child. I have. And I can say, Lord, you've been with me since my youth. And even before that we knew the Lord knew us. And my praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. This is Psalm 71, verse 7. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. People are wondering, trying to figure him out. But God is his strong refuge. Okay? The Lord is our strength. Let the people wonder and ask those questions. What makes them think? What's your real motive? Why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you anyway? We are a wonder. I am a wonder, as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. God is our habitation, our rock. He's our fortress. He's our strong refuge. We run into him. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. That's a good prayer for us. Lord, when I'm needing you more than ever, cast me not off. When my strength fails, that's the time when we are most vulnerable. It's the time when we, if I can say it this way, when we need the Lord the most. Now, we always need the Lord, whether we feel it or not. But when you're weak and you enter into the period of old age, oh, your prayer, this resonates with you. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is failing. For why? For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Look what's going on. The devil and his minions are consulting. They're strategizing. They're seeing a weakness in the Christian, especially in the time of old age, perhaps. Especially in the time when their strength is failing them. And they're strategizing. You can't see it. The psalmist is revealing it. The enemies are speaking. They're laying wait. They're taking counsel together. And they're saying, God has forsaken him. Now's our chance. While the Lord was with us, they didn't have a chance. God has forsaken him. Let's take him. There is none to deliver him. The only hope that we have is when the Lord is with us. And here's the prayer, O God. Here's the psalmist crying out, O God, be not far from me. Don't leave me. O my God, make haste for my help. That's our only hope. It's good to have friends. It's good to have friends in high places, but they're not going to help you in a day of trouble. When you're on your bed, your physical bed of affliction, nobody can help you. When you're facing the river of Jordan, that last great enemy of death, there's nobody that can help you. But the Lord can. The Lord is there. He's your shepherd. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. He is there with you in the valley of the shadow. O God, be not far from me. Let them be confounded. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. That's what they're hoping to do to you. We just turn it around and we pray that against them. Lord, let our enemies, the demons, the world, even our own flesh, let them be confounded and consumed that are trying to destroy me. But I will hope continually. I will hope continually. Look at the defiance here. Look at the note of victory. I will hope continually. Continually. I will hope continually. I will praise thee more and more. So far from let's just survive, it's the picture of a soldier under heavy fire. You know, you could imagine he's just going to hunker down and just try to survive this barrage. Well, all the more glorious when you see him break out of that and charge. Well, that's the way it should be with us. We come under heavy fire. I will hope continually. I will trust continually. Though he slay me, I will still trust in him. Like Abraham, we waver not. We don't stagger from pillar to pillar at the promises of God. Here's the promises. We're not going to stagger at the promises of God, but we're strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I'm going to praise him even more. So how about that? My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. I don't know how many days I have, so I'm going to do it every day. All the day. Don't wait until there's a better day. Don't wait until, you know, you're delivered. Don't wait until you feel stronger. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness all the day. For I don't know the numbers thereof. You might not have tomorrow. You might not have that better day, the quote-unquote better day, before you can start praising the Lord anyway. And a lot of you are under heavy fire, under heavy enemy fire. I would say hope continually, praise Him more, even in the face of it. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Look at the victory. What has changed in this psalm? It's the same psalm. The psalmist has changed. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. I'm going to go in God's strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Okay, I feel that. I'm weak. Perfect. The conditions are perfect now for God's strength to shine. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto I have declared thy wondrous works from my youth. The Lord's been with us a long time. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, I'm now old. You were with me when I was young. Here I am now in this stage of life. Forsake me not. That's the prayer. Be not far from me. Make haste for my help. Forsake me not. Don't leave me. Abide with me. That's the great prayer. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. Just stay with me. If we have God's presence, we're good. But if His presence doesn't go with us, then let's not take a step forward. Carry us up not hence. Forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. That's a great prayer. That's where we should really park. I want to show God's strength to this generation and His power to everyone that comes after me. That should be my life's ambition. I want to show off God's strength. Not weakness. I want to show God's strength. You should pray that. You should pray that, like, sincerely for yourself. Make my life be such where I am an exhibition of God's strength and power, even in all your weakness. How does that look exactly? I don't know. But the Lord will show you, and He will answer that. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God, who is like unto Thee. God is great. He's great. Very high. Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Take note. The Lord has shown us great and sore troubles. Some of you have seen some great and sore troubles. That is obvious. As we share our requests, that is so obvious. Yes, but look, right on the heels of that, don't stop there. Thou shalt quicken me again. What is that? That is revival. Quicken just means life. You're going to bring fresh life back into me. You're going to revive me. You're going to quicken me again. Yes, we know that we have great and sore troubles. Man is born unto troubles. Sparks fly upward. We don't minimize those troubles. They are great and sore. It really is. It hurts. It is something where you feel like you can't breathe. You can't take another step. You'd rather die. But thou shalt revive me again. Quicken me again. I see that as a promise. The Lord will do this. He's done this, and He's going to do this other thing. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. As the Apostle Paul tells us in Corinthians, we're troubled on every side right now. We're troubled on every side. God says He's gonna comfort me on every side. That's wonderful. It is wonderful. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, with thy truth. Here's the note of praise. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue shall also talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded. Good. Let them be, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Good. My tongue shall talk of thy righteousness. My lips shall rejoice. I will sing and I will praise. This is a great psalm. It's a great psalm. It's a psalm of victory. Because in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Psalm 71 for 2024. Let's pray then. Let's pray in victory. Let's not be afraid, like we were talking about last night, or discouraged. Let's have strength and courage and have this kind of victory.